Yes, that's what it is. Ask the Builder, and it is WGRR, and I'm glad you're here. We're going to go right to the phones, and I told you if you were at the beginning of the show, you didn't want to miss this interview. Chuck, are you there? Hello, Chuck. Earth to Chuck. Come in, buddy.
Hi, Tim. How are you?
Hey, buddy. It's great to have you on the air.
Thanks for inviting me.
Hey, no problem, man. I teased it way at the beginning of the show that you were going to be here. And I basically just introduced you as a very good friend of mine. You own bidrobot.com, and that anybody who is an eBay, who buys things on eBay, and even who is a seller on eBay, they would want to listen to some of the stuff you have to sell. And also the fact that you wrote this really cool ebook about, you know, how to get really great deals on home improvement products and tools on eBay and on the internet. So tell us about it. Tell us a little bit about eBay and stuff.
As your listeners may know, eBay has 110 million registered users, and the majority of people are out there are buyers, but people can sell their stuff on eBay too. But the important thing for people to know about eBay is that there are some special tricks you can use that will help you get really, really good deals on anything you buy at eBay. It often isn't as simple as just going to eBay and finding an item and submitting a bid. There are certain things you can do that will help you get even better deals, and our website bidrobot.com lets people do that.
I know it's awesome. I know it makes certain people very happy, and other people a little unhappy. So explain quickly how BidRobot works.
Well, BidRobot is a tool that submits your bids for you, your eBay bids, in the final few seconds of any auction. As you may know, and as your listeners may know, the eBay auction site holds auctions that have something called a hard close. And a hard close means that when the time is up on the auction, the time is up. It's not like a regular real auction where if you're bidding against somebody else in a live auction, the auctioneer will continue to go on and on until one of the bidders doesn't want to bid any higher. In the case of an eBay auction, if the auction ends at Sunday night at 8 o'clock, no matter how many people still want to bid the price higher, the auction ends Sunday night at 8 o'clock. Well, throughout the week, two bidders or three bidders or more bidders may bid for an item, and they may continue to raise that price on that item throughout the week. And what you can do as a sophisticated bidder is that you can ignore all those people that are bidding against each other, raising the price during the week, and you can submit your bid at the very final end of the auction, the last 7 seconds of the auction. And in that case, you blindside the people who've been bidding all throughout the week, and you can submit your bid in the last few seconds, and they don't have a chance to counter against your bid.
Yeah, I'd say that's a powerful tool, all right.
So what happens is these people think that they're going to get the item, and then in the last few seconds, you get the item instead. But there's something else that's probably more important than even that, and that is that if you go out and look today on eBay, for example, for a DeWalt cordless drill, an 18-volt drill,
okay,
you'll notice that there are about 300 of them for sale. And you can go into eBay and you can also see the past history of DeWalt drills. 1,000 of them have been sold in the last month. But what you'll notice is the drills that sell for the lowest prices are the ones that end at unusual times. For example, Sunday night at 8 o'clock, there may be 30 other bidders bidding against you because everybody's home from work, everybody's looking for that drill, and it's like a bunch of people sitting in a room and they're all bidding against each other to bid the highest price for that drill. Now, on the other hand, if you use BidRobot, our BidRobot.com service, you can tell BidRobot.com, I want you to bid on this DeWalt drill auction that ends Wednesday at 3 o'clock in the morning. Well, guess what? You might be the only guy bidding on that drill at 3 o'clock in the morning. You're going to get a better price on an auction that ends at 3 o'clock in the morning than the people who bid on the auction that ended at 7 o'clock or 8 o'clock on a Sunday night.
And another thing that you taught me that I think is fantastic is that you can set up this BidRobot to watch multiple auctions. In other words, let's say that there are five DeWalt drill, the same drill at five different sellers, and all the auctions end at a different time. So let's say that you lose auction one, you lose auction two, but you win auction three, then your BidRobot automatically cancels your bids at auction four and five, so you don't end up with three drills.
Yes, you're right, Tim. That's something called group bidding. It's something that's unique to BidRobot, and that's something you can't do with eBay. eBay, once you've submitted a bid throughout the week on a specific item, eBay's rules are that you're legally obligated to follow through with your bid. So if you do that, you're not able to go out and bid on other DeWalt drills. You're if you use eBay's bidding system, then you'll have to stay obligated to that drill until that auction ends, and then you have to come back when that auction ends and sequentially place more bids.
Yeah, and start all over again. So,
right.
Wow, and that's just fantastic stuff. Now, there's I don't think a lot of people understand, and you really opened my eyes to this. There are thousands and thousands of home improvement products and stuff that people really are selling on eBay. I mean, you've seen some really incredible deals in a wide variety of products. Can you tell us briefly about some of those?
Well, you know, we'll go back again to the DeWalt drill. What you'll find is that there are a variety of sellers. You have a guy who has a used drill, or many sellers that have used drills in various conditions. And you have resellers of brand new DeWalt drills in the box, and you have people who are selling refurbished DeWalt drills. There's an incredible variety of merchandise out there that are various levels of quality. So you have to be a little bit careful about what you're bidding on, and you have to be careful about who you're buying it from. And I don't know if your listeners are aware of how eBay's feedback system works, but if you buy from a reputable seller, somebody who has a good reputation, then you're fairly well assured that you're going to get a good product. The eBay feedback system is a rating system where buyers and sellers rate each other on different transactions, and people can get higher feedback scores. But yes, you're right. Pretty much anything that you find anywhere, any kind of home improvement product you find anywhere in any retail store, you can simply go to eBay, even if you're not a registered user at eBay. You can go to eBay and type in the name or the model number, and chances are pretty good that you're going to find it on eBay.
Yeah, and I think this is really important. I'll tell you where I see with this going, because we've only got about another minute and a half left. I just wanted to let you know. This whole thing about oil and the oil going to $70 a barrel, gasoline going to $3 a gallon, that's going to happen, in my opinion. There's no doubt about it. So as people are getting pinched there, you know, they have fewer dollars to spend on other things. And I think that this whole eBay buying is going to even get stronger than it is now. And that's why I wanted to tell people about your bid robot, because they can save money here.
That's right. I believe that probably nearly half the things I've been buying now that we use in our home, our electronics and our home improvement tools and just general consumables around the house, we're now buying online. And I was originally concerned about things that were being shipped from so far away, but quite frankly, it really hasn't been an inconvenience. In most cases, the shippers have very good methods for doing that, and
it's the way to do it. I'm telling you, it's the way to do it. Now, we've only got a few seconds, Chuck, only about 30 seconds. So it's bidrobot.com, bidrobot.com, correct?
That's right.
And also, you wrote this really cool ebook that people can get at my site, askthebuilder.com, that shows people this entire process. So if they go to askthebuilder.com, and on the left-hand side, you'll see a thing called ebooks. Just click that, and you'll see Chuck's face right on the cover of one of my books. Actually, it's your book. You wrote the book, not me.
Well, thanks. You know, there's also the free newsletter at bidrobot.com. In the very top menu, they can go to bidrobot.com, get a free newsletter, and the tips I just spoke about.
All right, Chuck.
Are in that free newsletter.
We got to go, man.
Thanks, Tim.
Thanks, buddy. All right, see you later. Bye-bye. Okay, we're out of time, and Ask the Builder will be back next week at the same time. So if you got questions during the week, askthebuilder.com. This has been GRR Hamilton, Cincinnati.